Lionel Fliss, a Holocaust survivor, has just returned from a deeply emotional journey to Iași, Romania, the city where he was born. It was there that he visited old haunts and joined what might be one of the final reunions of his university classmates from Bucharest. And he stood before the police station where, as a young Jewish boy, his life was saved. Lionel's determined to leave behind not just memories, but markers of memory. And we speak to him now about what this trip meant, what he saw, and what still haunts and inspires him. Lionel, it's always such a pleasure to see you, to chat with you, and thank you so much for coming into the studio. What was the reason that you went on this trip?
Well, there were a number of reasons, but I'll concentrate on one that it's related to my survival of the Holocaust in Iași, which was one of the biggest pogroms of the whole Holocaust, very little known in the world, in spite of the tragedy that was unique, actually, even for the Holocaust. I believe that very few people in South Africa know anything about Romania, and particularly Iași, which is the second biggest town in the country, a historical capital. And just briefly, to have an idea, a background of what I'm talking about, is that a week after the Second World War started on the Eastern Front against the Soviet Union, and the German and the Romanian troops attacked this country, in Iași, where the Jewish population was almost 50% of the total, like 50,000 towards 100,000 total, in a Sunday, which the survivors are calling that Sunday, not the pogrom Sunday. Myself and my parents were living in a block of flats. All of a sudden we had shootings in the streets, people crying and so. And soon after, some neighbors, they tried to come to our flat where we were living just to butcher us. We didn't expect from our neighbors to happen. They couldn't find us, we were hidden, but soon after, German troops from the town, they rounded the Jews. They were very skilled in these operations, and they took us to the central police station where the actual massacre was taking place. On this road, I was marched, if you may remember, the boy in Warsaw ghetto marched in the street with by German armed SS soldiers. It wasn't much different. It was a bit worse than this. Anyway, we reached the central police station where the massacre was taking place, and my mother realized what is going to happen to us, waiting in a queue to be simply murdered. Next to her was a Romanian young officer. She kneeled in front of him. She took his hand and kissed it and implored him, "Officer, take me and my husband through the gate." This was the gate of death, inside the massacre place, "but keep this child," I was 6 years old, "and adopt him. He will love you. He will be your real son." The officer was very impressed by this plea and asked her, "Madam, don't cry, and help her to get up, took her hand, and my mother took mine, and I took my father's hand, and in this formation, we went against the stream of people coming to death. He brought us to the end of the queue, and this way he saved our life, risking his own life by, instead of killing us, saving us, and disappeared.
And Lionel, you never knew his name, you never saw him again, nothing?
Not at all. He was a total stranger to us, we were total stranger to him, and for the rest of my life, I asked myself, what made him risk his life? It was a terrible risk, because he could have been shot on spot for treason. And not finding an answer, asking many people, I started to think that this was an act of God.
Lionel, you never found an answer, but you have thought of a way to pay tribute to him and to remember him. How do you hope to do that?
Well, in Iași, after the war and many years later, it was created a museum of the Holocaust, and where the massacre took place, in the same building of the central police station in the courtyard. So it was applied a plaque to remember this tragedy on the wall for everybody who was passing this place. I was thinking that we should be grateful to those who saved our lives, to be a mensch. And for this, I proposed to put another plaque next to this with our words of grateful people to the heroes, because this officer was a hero, an unknown hero of humanity. And now this plaque, it's in the form of a proposal to the municipality, and hope that next year I'll be able to attend the unveiling of this.
Why is it important for you, particularly when you think of the future generations, to have a plaque like this in Iași?
Well, I was inspired by a similar monument at Yad Vashem, where there is a monument for the unknown savior there. So this will be a similar recognition in the place where actually the massacre took place, the Holocaust was taking place. I think it will be quite unique.
Lionel, what was it like for you to be back in your home city after these years, but with the memories of, as you say, one of the worst massacres happened?
Two years ago, I went to Iași to, at the invitation of the local community, to give a lecture about the pogrom to the local people, young people, who actually never knew what happened on their own streets 80-something years ago. Well, the result was that the people were so impressed. Some people started even to cry, and they asked the mayor and the council to award me an order, a title of citizen of honor of Iași. For me, this was a most honoring way for my efforts to keep the memory of those terrible times. My slogan was, what happened in that Sunday never happened again.
And Lionel, talking about the memory and keeping the memory of what happened in those times to never happen again, this year, for the first time, there was a gathering earlier this month for Survivors' Day, a new day, to commemorate and honor survivors and the lives that they built after the Holocaust. You spoke at the Survivors' Day. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you said?
It was very simple. I don't think that I, as a survivor, and most of the survivors were heroes. We were saved. Our lives were saved by the real heroes, those who saved us in spite of the great risks. Some of them even sacrificed their lives. So my proposal was that we should celebrate the survivors in a Survivor Day, but we should also celebrate the people who risks their lives, and some of them died for a humanitarian cause. So to be the survivors and of the people equivalent to the honor of being saviors of our Jewish lives.